Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Not on Nightly Pop.
Francesca, what are you doing here? This is my city. Like, that's my guy.
What the hell is going on? Giannina!
Hey. I'm officially single. You heard it here first.
Oh, the Porsche crip walking, cuz. You see that?
Hey! Oh, cuz.
Just perfect. One of the seven wonders of the
world. It is.
We got one.
Killing it.
Was there no adult supervision on set?
Reese Witherspoon's daughter, Ava, just posted a picture with her boyfriend. She's her mother's doppelganger, but he looks just like her dad.
Is this how white people do arranged marriage?
Aren't you excited to get to masturbate?
I had like four jokes that I know I can't say.
Fly to bed with us starting right now. Morgan and Hunter are off somewhere, child. I don't know where these bastards are. But anyway, Aaron Lim, Rose, and James Davis are here.
Hey.
You guys, thanks so much for joining me. They left me alone, child. They don't care.
Thanks for having us. I like a Nina party.
Congratulations to Aaron Lim.
Oh, thanks. We got baby in there.
Okay.
Sexiest pregnant woman alive.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Tell me more.
James, are you expecting? You have a baby on the way?
I don't, but I've been practicing. Okay.
Love it.
Yeah, we all been practicing. All right, you guys, The Weeknd just told GQ that he feels guilty when he dates someone who is not famous. He says, it's just too much attention for them to handle. Are we buying this, or is this just an excuse so he can date supermodels and Angelina Jolie?
I mean, yeah, I feel like that's definitely his type, the sexy supermodels, pop stars, the really big celebrity type.
Right.
But I kind of understand what he's saying, because if you were not in the limelight, you were not in this Hollywood life, it's extreme, constantly being stopped and harassed and chased by paparazzi and normies. And
normies.
I mean, normies?
Normies are the people chasing the cars.
Oh, wow.
Someone who is not in the business is a normie.
A normal?
Yeah.
A civilian?
Yeah. It almost sounds like we're vampires and those are normies.
Crazy.
I think there are men who date women and have that. They want men to want their woman. They almost use her like an accessory. Not that he does that, but like Selena, you know,
Bella,
Angelina, like these are like top tier women in the business, you know? So how can you go back to like Susie at Starbucks? Is that, you
okay,
know?
But wait, there are normies that are absolutely gorgeous.
There are, for sure.
Yes.
Who are probably, you know,
that's
getting
the
all the
catch.
Guys.
That's true.
When you find a baddie who got like 5,000 followers.
5,000?
An undiscovered gem.
Most regular people don't even have that. 5,000.
Yeah, it's like 600 is a normal person.
But that means she's been chilling. She ain't half naked. You know what I'm saying? Because once you get half naked, 100,000.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
All right, Jersey housewife Melissa Gorga just told Us Weekly that her husband Joe fell asleep on their second date. I guess they were in a restaurant. He nodded off in the middle of their damn conversation. He told her he had been up really, really early for work, and that's why she clearly still married him.
Wow.
But you're on a second date. The girl falls asleep. James, what are you doing?
Is she a normie?
A really hot, baddie normie.
No, if she falls asleep during my conversation, sadly, it's not going to be a deal breaker, because I feel like I'm dating in 2021. Half the time I spend with a woman, she's on her phone anyway. As long as I just get like 30-40% you know, attention, you know, do your thing.
You're with it.
Yeah.
You're very easygoing though, I feel
I'm
like.
Chill.
If Joshua would have fell asleep on the second date, would there have been a third?
Absolutely not. And I'm the one that falls asleep on these types of things.
Yeah.
Like, I'll fall asleep in the restaurant, the movie, in the middle of a conversation.
And that was before you were pregnant.
Yeah, that literally before I was pregnant.
But the second date, I feel like it's still really early to be pulling that kind of stuff.
Or, yeah. Or it's a good sign. He's like, audition over. I like you. You know, yeah. Like, I'm so yeah. comfortable
so
with you,
comfortable.
I'm going to take a nap.
Deal breaker.
Yeah, I don't know
sure.
about the second day. I don't know. You know, you better drink some coffee, have a Red Bull
or reschedule.
Something. Yeah, or reschedule.
Y'all know y'all don't like no rescheduling. Y'all, don't even hit me with that reschedule business.
I could do a reschedule if you give me the specific date and time and place, and I know it's locked.
So I got to know 4 days ahead of time, hey, yo, I'm going to be tired on our date.
I probably wouldn't be happy with the reschedule.
Right?
I'm not going to lie.
So
probably...
you would take the nodding off?
No,
in?
I wouldn't take either. I don't know. I'd
it's
be mad at both. I feel like this might be where men say they can't win if they lose. Because
right.
it's like if you go on the date and then you're tired
yeah.
or if, you know, you cancel, I'm still going to be pissed.
Fellas, yeah. we got a point. Nina gave us a point right now.
Wow.
We got a
First
point.
First time in 3 years. Thank God it happened when Hunter wasn't here. All right, Reese Witherspoon's daughter, Ava, just posted a picture with her boyfriend. I mean, this,
Whoa.
I feel like we're in a time warp. So she looks exactly like her parents at her age. This is kind of creepy to me. I mean, we know she's her mother's doppelganger, but he looks just like her dad.
Jeez.
Is this weird?
Extremely.
This is kind of weird.
Is this yeah. how white people do arranged marriage? Like, let me set you up with someone who looks like me, you know?
Like,
oh, my
he
gosh.
Looks like he could be her dad's son. Have they done an ancestry DNA kit?
I mean, they should at this point because this is just too unkid. I couldn't do it.
Are they trying to freak us out?
A little bit.
Yeah, I think they are. They're succeeding. This
yeah.
just definitely feels like the start of a Purge movie. Anyway.
This is that M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, agreed. Uh-huh. The twist, the really horrible twist is coming after this.
Good for them, though. We love love.
Yeah. The internet has a new Olympic favorite commentator, Snoop Dogg. Fans can't get enough of his highlight show with Kevin Hart on Peacock. It is really funny. You guys have to take a look.
Gold medals in skeet shooting. I got a couple of means gold medals in skeet shooting, but not that kind
okay,
of
well,
skeeting.
Yeah, well,
but skeet. I do skeet skeet.
Okay, he's a
skeet skeet.
Horses, I like this. This is equestrian.
This is Prancing.
They call this equestrian.
By the way, look at that horse.
Did you? Oh, the horse crip walking, cuz. You see that? On the set. That's gangsters of mo. Hey! Oh, look at this, cuz.
Oh, come on, man.
This horse is off the chain. I gotta get this mother a video.
I didn't know that I would love this so much. Do we need Snoop commentating at every sporting event from now on?
Yes. I've been saying this for so long that we need commentators that can relate to the
yes.
people. That,
yes.
like, bring in the humor. Because half the time, we don't know all these technical terms. We're watching this sport for the first
yes.
damn time. I loved it.
Just Perfect. One of the seven wonders of the world.
It is.
Snoop Dogg. I mean, and what's great about Snoop now is he's getting older. So he's still Snoop Dogg, but he's also like your crazy uncle.
Yes. yes.
So it's like this older
he's
black
for sure
dude
uncle
saying
Snoop.
It.
Yes.
And what's so good about Snoop is that he's mainstream now, but he's still a Crip.
Yeah.
And the people who are in charge of blurring and bleeping stuff don't know when he's in his Cripness. So everything he does Crip
yeah,
is straight, no blur. All the gang signs come through because they don't know. They don't know what's
really,
wrong.
It's really like Crippin' has been normalized on TV.
For the most part, too. But I also love that he said skeet, skeet, and it was totally fine.
Yeah, because white folks still don't know what skeet skeet is, so they just let it on TV because they don't know what's going on.
So is skeet skeet, are they bleeping it
no,
out right now?
That was my point.
Saying it.
That's, yeah,
the people
said,
behind the
skeet.
Camera, they're so removed.
They're going to look back in 10 years like, oh my God, what did we let on TV? They
right.
don't know.
Add it to our highlight reel.
And I didn't know horses could do, I mean, that horse was getting it.
Yeah,
I didn't know,
it was.
You know they could do that.
He was
I didn't
really...
know they could sidestep,
no.
did you?
He really made you want to kind of do your thing, too, you know? Okay, little horse.
We got to take a break. We're coming up. We have an exclusive look at Kim and Paris's kitchen disaster. Things are getting very messy next.
Ooh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back with an exclusive sneak peek of Cooking with Paris on Netflix. I'm actually really excited for this show. It premieres this Wednesday, and Kim Kardashian is dropping by to help her out.
You want to wear gloves because yes. I have a lot of blue yes. food dye.
Okay.
So, some sliving plastic gloves. So,
okay, we'll start with the cloud.
Yes. She's really like harder. I did it this last night. What the hell? Oh, man.
This is gonna be a disaster. This looks like slime. This might work. We got one.
Oh, that's cute. Killing it.
I actually just love seeing them together because that's an iconic friendship slash frenemieship mm-hmm. that I love to see.
Yes, we love it. Also, was there no adult supervision on set?
Do you cook?
If YouTube can teach me to do it, I'll cook it.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But my thing is more like just take you to a nice restaurant.
Oh, okay.
But I kill breakfast.
Oh, you do?
You're good.
Breakfast is my arena.
James, I hate to put you on the spot.
No, don't put
me on the spot. That's a boy saying.
Damn it.
Is it?
Like, I'm gonna get James.
I can kill breakfast.
Like, boy, shut up. I can make a hell of a breakfast. You know how many times I heard that in the club? Like, get out of here.
Nina always sees through me.
Okay, all right. Say no more.
Speaking of boys, F-Boy Island isn't big enough for two guys with the same name. A new Jared has been added to the HBO Max show. Old Jared is pissed.
Do you feel like you came in here and disrespected me, just even poquino? And it was,
you're being a little hostile, and it's respectable because you're threatened.
What's going on with Jared and Jared tonight is absolutely wild. This is kind of like an ESPN2 boxing match.
About it and sit down.
You're such a goober, it's kind of funny.
Look what you're wearing, goober. Now, you might want to get a bigger shirt. Seriously, can you breathe in that shirt? Like,
I know that you're a little bit chubby.
No! Like, and get your dreads retwisted or something like that, please, because they're looking a little nappy.
Shut the up!
This is the weakest back and forth I've ever seen between two black men.
Oh, my gosh. It was like we were watching something at the daycare. I'm like, who's going to pick these guys up later? Because they need the diapers changed.
The most watered-down roast session I've ever seen in my
Horrible.
Life.
Horrible.
He said, you're a little chubby. What?
Oh, my God! The scene stealer was Mark's commentary, I thought.
Yeah. Yes.
You know.
Jared and Jared?
That was... James, how would you have handled this roasting session? I don't know if they would have been able to hang with you.
Oh, no. You can't roast me with a scarf on in the summertime. Scarf and muscles? Come on now. Get out of here.
All right. Michael and Angela are trying to have a baby chat on 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. Oh, this is so interesting. apparently, distance makes the heart grow fonder, and mailing your sperm makes it even more difficult.
I'm going to feel nervous for the first time in my life. I'm going to masturbate in order for me to produce sperm. I've never done it before.
Aren't you excited to get to masturbate?
Angie, I need to...
So many things happening.
I had like four jokes that I know I can't say.
Just try them out. Just
No.
Him never masturbating explains why he's in this situation.
Somebody laughing.
Yeah.
Get you going?
No. When I'm in my romantic space, don't laugh. This ain't a joke. You know what I'm saying? Because now I'm insecure. Like, what's so funny? I'm not trying to be funny right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be sexy.
I don't think I've ever laughed. If I laughed, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
If I laugh,
you should leave.
Only time is if, like, we're in the middle of it and, like, someone, like, falls. You know?
Okay. Yeah, that's funny.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Let's continue. Yeah.
But good luck to them. We're also catching up on the season of OWN's Put a Ring on It. Alexa and her boyfriend, Darian, they're having some trust issues, and their therapy session is getting kind of heated.
I said, what time are you gonna be back? He said, probably around 10, 11. It's 11. I'm calling him, where are you at? And he was like, hey, I'll be on the way in 45 minutes. The very next day, 10, 11 hits, 12 hit. I'm like, this is crazy. There's times when he goes out of town. He don't call and tell me I'm going out of town. He's already out of town. So that paints a picture that you're gone with the woman. See, I can't even talk without the extra.
I'm just laughing. I ain't no way. Keep going. Keep finish your lies.
I felt like it was me against the world.
You are a complete liar, Darren, and you lied to that lady. And this process is not going to work because you lie too much. No. I can't get married on top of these problems we got. Right now, we're not marriage material.
Yeah, because you're cheating. He's a cheater. This guy's a f***ing cheater. Did you see the earrings? He's a cheater.
No, it was the earrings, not
There's
even
the... There's like certain little boy traits. Mm-hmm. That pose, when a man does this with the hands like, boy, bye. Look, she's literally trying to hold on to him right now.
It looks like if he wanted to use this photo, if he can like Photoshop her out later, that, you know, it'd be good if he just stood alone.
He's complete. Body language is everything. I have no words for this. He was completely deflecting. Like, this is not how you do therapy. Yeah. Help your boy out.
They gonna end up on Snapped.
She gonna
mess that man up.
Like, you can't talk to a woman like that that you're in a relationship with and be like, she's a liar.
Also, could you just see through the therapist's face, like, don't even try me.
Yeah.
Like, don't even. Like,
when you have a black woman as your therapist, she looks at you like, shut your ass up. Like, she's looking at him like, this man is a complete psychopath.
And the chances she's giving him, he don't even let her know he out of town. He'd be like, baby, I'm in Chicago.
Can you imagine?
No. Like,
you would have to stay in Chicago. Yeah. We're going to take a break, y'all. Coming up, Giannina from Love is Blind, after the altar, is joining us. She is at the center of a nasty love triangle. You know Aaron and I are going to get some answers.
Okay.
Hello. Hi.
How are you?
Good to see you.
What?
Yeah, glad you can make it.
Do we know her?
With
Jamie?
I don't know her.
Oh, my gosh, Natasha. She knows she's on the wrong Netflix show.
Oh, f*** me. Francesca, what are you doing here, babe? Like, these are my friends. Like, this is my city. Like, that's my guy.
Talk about it now. That is the moment everybody is talking about from Netflix's Love is Blind, After the Altar. The woman caught in the middle of it all is here to tell us what the hell is going on. Giannina, well, thank you for joining us.
Hi.
We have to jump right in here because, you know, I started to hyperventilate my damn self. Uh-huh. Yeah. What is going on with Damien showing up to the party with another woman, but not just any woman, Francesca, from the wrong Netflix show that was said. What were you thinking when that happened?
I was very uncomfortable. Literally, like, I have a lot of heat inside me. Yeah. So I felt my blood literally boiling. But then I also just felt bad for her because we all know each other. So I hate feeling outcasted at parties. Mm-hmm. So that's why I started being like, all right, well, I kind of feel bad for her at this point.
Do you feel like she was being used?
Yeah, I think that me and Damien, we weren't in a good place. Maybe that's why he felt like he had to bring somebody along.
Right.
You know, there's a lot. It's really hard to just point the finger at one person.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. When I saw this, my jaw dropped. I gasped. The audacity. But then you did not mince words when you confronted Francesca about the relationship.
What's your relationship with him?
We're just friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You say you're friends. He says you're friends. I can feel that you guys are friends. But I'm letting you know right now, if you ever did try anything, you're messing with the wrong bitch.
So I feel like Francesca got the message by the end of it. And she was even a little embarrassed that Damien brought her there. Some people are saying you were a little too light on Damien. Did he later get the wrath after the party?
Yeah,
like, did he get it on top of what you like did there?
So me and Damien were, you know, dating for 2.5 years. So he knew it was coming after that. He knew that I wasn't going to let him get away with it that easily. When I was talking to her, I realized, like, hey, I don't know if she's just really out of the loop or if she's just trying to be nice to me, but I felt like she was getting mixed signals too.
Right.
And so, you know, I just wanted to get down to the bottom of it. And it was all felt all really off to me.
Now that you see it in hindsight and you're watching it with the rest of us, do you feel like that confrontation should have took place with him and not included her at all?
Absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, when you're in a relationship, the only people that know what's going on really is the people that are in that relationship.
Right, right.
No matter how many people are involved or think that, you know, they know what's happening. She showed up. She knew that I was going to be there. And I had the conversation with my man, but I'm also going to let someone know if they're getting a little too close when they shouldn't be.
You know how IG is like everything. No signs of you and Damien on social media together. So what does that mean?
I'm officially single.
Officially single.
And okay. I'm officially single. You heard it here first. Yes. And I feel really good about it. I know. Cheers. I feel really good about it. I'm happy. I've been just kind of traveling, living my life, living nomad life and trying to see where the world wants to take me next, but I'm very happy right now.
I knew you were single before asking the question because your hair was different. I was like, the hair is different.
Yeah,
she's got this Dixon hair. That's a sign that there's, if your hair was cut, I literally would have been like, oh, she's going through it.
Uh-huh.
I knew something was up.
Yeah, we see it, girl. You're letting us know in little ways. You, of course, just became an icon during the first season of Love is Blind, the runaway moment, the telling Damien he wasn't the best sex you ever had. I know you probably don't like watching all of those. Do you ever regret that, though?
I have absolutely no regrets. There's...
Good for you, girl.
Thank you.
Good for you. Listen, I...
As messy as it was.
Well, now I think it's time for her to just shoot her shot, right?
This is your platform now, girl.
You get to shoot your shot. So if you are dying to shoot your shot with any celeb, please take this moment.
Who would it be?
Someone said that I should go for a soccer player.
Oh.
I think Diamond. Yes. Okay. Like, she needs to go for her soccer player. So any soccer players that are European, you know, can handle a little bit of spice.
Okay.
I love watching football. Okay.
Yes.
Invite me to a game.
Hey.
Giannina, listen, we had so much fun with you. Thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Me too. And congratulations, Erin.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Guys, be sure to check out Love is Blind After the Altar on Netflix. But James, you are going to join us tomorrow.
Yes, I'm here.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, you guys, don't forget to set your DVRs. Bye.